This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. There's a statistic that claims each day between 4 and 5 children die due to child abuse and neglect in the U.S. That's over 1,500 children each year, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Indeed, experts say the number is likely much higher, but many cases go unreported. But what if there were a way not just to find those unreported cases, but predict where they might occur next? Researchers at Cook Children's Hospital in Fort Worth have developed software they believe can map areas more prone to child maltreatment, and they say it's fast, cheap, and accurate. Dr. Diane Daly is the executive director of the Center for Prevention of Child Maltreatment at Cook Children's, and she's heading up this project. Thanks for taking time to speak with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, David. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Daly, tell us, how does this program actually work?
Well, the program was actually developed at Rutgers University, and what it does is it looks at the context in which a particular crime occurs, and it's called risk terrain modeling. So what we did is we applied this technique, this tool that was developed at Rutgers, to child maltreatment to see if we look at risk factors that you can isolate down to an address level, if there are certain risk factors overlapping, is that the place where child abuse actually occurs? And it turns out that it is.
So is this like a sophisticated statistical modeling? Is that the idea?
Well, so the risk terrain modeling, it's been used in criminology for a couple of years now, and it shows improved predictive capability. And what it does is it looks at the context in which a certain crime occurs, and it will determine not only the location where the crime you're looking for is most likely to occur, but which risk factor is most likely to correlate to that particular outcome. So it will tell you not only where a crime will occur, but also what is the most significant contributing factor to that crime.
Now, I've been told that you've already done modeling for the city of Fort Worth. What did you find?
Well, what we found, we looked at a number of contextual risk factors, so things like crime and poverty. And what we found is that if you take just 5 of the risk factors for child maltreatment and look at where they occur geographically, and we were able to, with this model, we were able to predict where 98% of future child abuse cases would occur.
The big question, though, I mean, I think for a lot of people, is that there's such an element of minority report in this. I mean, some critics have said in the police context, this tends to legitimize racial profiling and stereotyping of people of lower socioeconomic status. It's sort of, is there not a danger of saying, we're going to be more suspicious of you and treat you differently because you live in such and such an area?
We tried very hard not to introduce any element of race into the study. However, we know that if there is disproportionality in the crime and poverty data, that it might overlap. However, I will say that in the areas that we identified as being high risk for child maltreatment, there's actually a mix of demographics. So we have some areas that are African-American, some areas that are Hispanic, and also some areas that are predominantly Caucasian. So I think that there's actually a pretty good mix of races in the highest risk areas.
There's not a concern, though, that irrespective of race, may be unfairly targeted?
Our goal is not to identify people, certain people that are at risk of maltreating their children. Our goal is to identify communities that are in need of certain services, or to actually see, are all of the prevention services that are available for child maltreatment being offered in these communities that are at the highest risk? And what we found is that they're not. So what our plan to do with this information, now that we've identified areas where we know child maltreatment risk is higher, is to align all of the prevention and education efforts in these areas so that the children have a better support structure so that we can help to prevent child abuse before it starts.
Dr. Diane Daly is the executive director of the Center for Prevention of Child Maltreatment at Cook Children's Hospital in Fort Worth. Thank you so much.
Thank you.